Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you sin, you suffer. If you suffer, obviously you sinned. The bigger the sin, the bigger the suffering. Well, that's what people said in Job's day, and that's what people said in Jesus' day, and people still believe that today. A tornado rips through a high school in Alabama. A bus crashes in Georgia, killing baseball players. Car bombs and ambushes happen somewhere in the world every day. A drunk driver hits the minivan and with mom and kids in it. An expert pilot crashes the plane. And then there's the text for today. Some supermarket journalist tells Jesus, Pilate killed some rebellious Galileans and poured their blood on their own altars. Their report implies that the ones who suffered somehow deserved it because they were more wicked than the crowd themselves. And Jesus will not let that assumption stand. In fact, Jesus adds an item of his own from the tabloids. Siloam Tower collapses, kills 18. Pilate's victims are not more wicked than those bringing the report, or than the innocent victims who suffered under the tower in Siloam. When the Tower of Siloam fell. Why do such things happen? The answer many give is because the people have sinned. And because they sinned, they suffer. They get what they deserve. You reap what you sow. That's what the Bible says. And that's what the crowd demands. We learned from the book of Job that it is true. But what's equally true is just because you reaped it doesn't mean you sowed it. Yes, if you sowed it, you reap it. But just because you reaped it doesn't mean that you sowed it. Theologians say it this way: the causal reversal isn't always true. Why do bad things happen to good people? Jesus just rules the question out of bounds, off the table, not allowed. The question shouldn't be asked because ultimately it can't be answered. In fact, Jesus overturns all the questions and he directs us to what he has in mind. Unless you repent, you will all perish. And he says it twice to make his point. And all my confirmation classes know that if I say it two times or more, it's going to be on the exam. Rebellious Galileans were killed. 18 were crushed under a tower. People died. The correct response to death, whether by political oppression, terrorist, natural disaster, car accidents, drinking, drugs, wild living, falling towers, disease, or whatever, is repentance. Death isn't the worst thing that can happen to you. Damnation is. Death is a sign that things are not right between you and God. The wages of sin is death. And unless all repent, we will be worse off than the Galileans in the temple or the 18 killed by the Tower of Siloam. Repentance. Repentance is the end of all of your questions. Repentance puts you in the position of being given to by God. It gets you off of your thrones and high horses and puts you on your knees. It opens your hearts to receive God's mercy. You know, in our divine services, in our creeds, we publicly confess faith in God, but not just any God. the one true God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, who is revealed for us in Jesus Christ, the same Jesus who speaks in today's text, Jesus who died for them and for all of you, who buried you and all of us into the grave of his death through baptism. Through baptism into his death, the Lord teaches you to repent. In other words, to be at the receiving end of his gifts. To believe that his death is for you. His resurrection for you. His body and blood for you in the Holy Supper. To trust that Jesus alone is your Savior and God. You, me, and all of us who are gathered here today are always in need of repentance. And it's not easy. It doesn't come natural. We fight it. Repentance, it's the fruitless fig tree that gets attention. It's the focus of the gardener's rich mercy. What advantage is there to admitting that you are a sinner, to confessing your sin? You get forgiven. You get fed with the death of Jesus. So, repent. Kneel with St. Paul and say together with him, Christ Jesus died for sinners, of whom I am the worst. A fruitless fig tree, a sinner deserving death. And in mercy, God gives you death. The death of his Son, which is your life. For you are completely safe in his death. So when you hear tragedy in the news or disaster striking dangerously near you, don't ask why such things happen. Instead, repent. Seek God's mercy. Don't stray from church. Don't stop praying, but confess your sin. Pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Be forgiven with his words. Be fed with his body and blood. Then let the pilots of this world do whatever they do. They can harm us none. Let towers fall. They can harm us none. One day you will die of one thing or another, tragic or not. But with the Lord's death for you, you are forgiven. With his body and blood, you will not perish. You will live as fruitful trees in the Lord's vineyard, both now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the Lord of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.